Kipe. I'm Jen, and tonight I'm joined by Karen and Brittany. Hey, guys.
Hi.
Hello.
How are you ladies doing?
Exhausted, but living.
Same, actually.
Yeah, it feels like now that we're in, like, the holiday home stretch, everything gets all kinds of crazy all the time. So I'm looking at our What We've Been Reading list, and we've been slacking. None of us really got to read anything this last week, which isn't surprising given how busy we all are. I have to say, though, I have been listening to Adele on repeat. So that's been my reading for this week, is just listening to her over and over and over again.
I mean, does our book club book count? Because I read that.
Yes, it counts. So there you go. You've read something this week. Look at that.
Oh, I read The Year We Fell Down. Well, I read it last week, but we haven't recorded.
But she's not going to tell you anything about it until next week when we do our review episode on that book. So yeah. It's kind of a tease there, Brittany. Tell them you've read it, but you can't tell them anything about it. All right. So, Karen, what have you been doing that's been exciting this past week or so?
I mean, if you're counting Adele, then I'm counting Hamilton still.
Okay. Still? Like, are you listening to it? Are you going to see it? Like, what's going on?
Listening to it literally every day on repeat. I play it while I sleep.
Nice. I've been listening to Adele while I study. It's been pretty effective. I feel like I'm one with my work now. Let's hope. All right. So, and you guys, if you haven't listened to the new Adele album, you gotta really get on that because so amazing. Anyway, enough about that. All right. So as Brittany just let you guys know, our December book is The Year We Fell Down by Serena Bowen. And basically, we're going to do that review next week, and so you guys can get it. It was free on Kindle. I'm not sure if it's still free, but you guys may want to check that all out. Okay, so this episode is our big super-duper holiday gift-giving episode, which is always a good time because Karen and Brittany and I get to go on the internet and search for things that we want to buy ourselves, essentially.
Basically, this is like our Christmas wish list.
Right. So we create it. We have little elfsters. We're like, yes, we want this. Yes, this would be super cool. And then we tell you guys all about it, because why not? So I think we tried to mix it up. Usually there's always like some t-shirts or some jewelry or bookmarks, but we found some other really cool stuff, I think, this year too, which is pretty exciting. Yeah, so I don't know. All kinds of fun
this
stuff.
This is my first gift-giving episode, so
it is.
I don't know how Aww. It works. I just picked everything that I wanted.
Yeah, that's basically, that's basically what we do. That's how it works, Brittany. You did good for your first time.
All right,
so this is how we're going to do it, because we've got a lot of things to chat about. So each one of us is going to give you or talk to you about one of our gifts. There will be links for all the gifts that we talk about so that you guys can check them out too, because there's just a lot of stuff. And then we will discuss these lovely gifts as we talk about them. So, Karen, why don't you go ahead and go first and give us one of your gift ideas?
Cool. The first one I actually found, which I threw into our group chat before I even remembered that we were doing this episode, because I was like, oh my God, this is amazing, were these book-shaped plates and cups. They literally look like books, but they're like kind of indented so that you can put food on them and everything. And I really like the cup and saucer, because the saucer looks like a book and it's just like cradling your tea. And it's only $12.99 for the cup and saucer. Like, a regular mug is usually between $10 and $15. So these are super cool and not extremely expensive. And the plates and the platters are stackable. So it just gives you this like really cool effect when you lay them all out.
It was so funny because as soon as you mentioned these to us, like, they started showing up in my Facebook like feed on the
I
side.
I know, I cannot
stuff.
Get rid of them.
I'm like, they're taunting me. They want me to buy them. And I didn't, in the images that are on Facebook, they only have the stackable plates, which are cool enough in and of themselves, but I did not see the mug and the saucer. Kind of love it. Not going to lie. Love, love, love. All right, Brittany, give us one of your gifts.
All right. So I am going to say that there's this awesome pillow that says, I read past my bedtime. And I love getting pillows so much. Last year for our Secret Santa, I actually got this really awesome elementary pillowcase, but it's like this is also an idea. They're all over Etsy. They're amazing. Tons of people make them. But like it was just you buy a square pillow, but it's like an element and it says elementary. So it says like EL for elementary. And I loved it so much because it went with all my like Sherlocky stuff, and I just love pillows. So I picked this one because I thought it was cute and I would like to have it on my bed.
Awesome. Very cool. I like pillows, and I think something like that would be really cool to get like a younger kid, you know what I mean? A kid too, because who doesn't want to read past their bedtime? And really, how can you hold them accountable for reading past their bedtime? It's not like they're doing anything bad, right?
There are definitely worse things than reading past their bedtime.
Absolutely. Absolutely. My first gift is, everybody loves mugs, because let's face it, when we read, we always have like tea or coffee or, you know, something fun like that. So I found this mug that says reading is my superpower. And I'm thinking with all of the big, like, superhero stuff going on. Everyone wants to talk about superheroes and superpowers. So why not have a reading superpower? I think it's awesome. So I picked that up. There's all kinds of mugs like that on Etsy that have really cool quotes about reading on them and stuff. So I definitely suggest those. All right, Miss Karen, let's go. What else you got?
Yeah, Etsy is a great place to find this kind of stuff. Like, they have so many unique gifts there. And one of the ones I found was this book lover's skirt. And it's so cute. It's like black on top. And then along the bottom, it looks like just books on a shelf. And they're so realistic that I would just feel like I'm a walking library. And even though it's a little expensive, it is like custom made, handmade. So it's really good quality and just super cute. And I feel like you could wear this like anywhere, conventions, to work, if you worked in a library or something like that, just for fun around the house or anything. So multi-purpose.
Oh, and she also makes a Daily Profit one.
What? It's okay. So I did not see that.
Yeah, it's right on the side. There's a Daily Profit one and also one with like Lord of the Rings map of their world. And
okay, this is amazing.
Doctor Who exploding TARDIS shirts and a Sherlock. Oh, I like the Sherlock scarf that they have with the wallpaper. Ugh. All right, Karen.
Clearly,
thank you for
this was an excellent idea.
I'm glad I didn't click. I'm sorry, I've just fangirled all over the place, but I didn't click the link until now. And I'm like, there's so much to look at. Yeah, that's awesome. So I'll go next. I have, again, from Etsy, more things. But I saw these Harry Potter cookie cutters where they're little circles, but then it also imprints the glasses and the scar on the cookie as you cut it out in a circle. And I love cookie cutters. We have, like, bins and bins and bins of cookie cutters at my house for, like, all occasions that my mom has had longer than she's had me. So, yeah, wow. I'm all for cookie cutters. And, you know, they've wanted that for like platform 9 3/4. So make them, use them for your next literary party. Or book club meeting.
This makes me disappointed that we don't live closer together. I mean, we kind of used to, and then I had to go and move to North Carolina. But wouldn't that be awesome if we could get together and have a like little party with cookies shaped like Harry Potter's head?
Yeah, you can do it with Kristen, though, and send me pictures and make me really jealous.
You know, we have been talking for quite a long time, and actually, I believe she bought the batter for it, making a blue cake a la Percy Jackson and putting orange frosting on it. So that is the thing that will happen eventually.
Is that a thing that happens in Percy Jackson?
Yes. I have not read Percy Jackson. His mother makes him blue food, so he eats like blue chocolate chip cookies, and it's just this weird thing that he and his mother share, but it's really awesome and like very, people kind of like held on to it. So yeah, blue That's cake cool. is totally a thing for Percy Jackson.
Awesome. Does Jen want to go?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, there she is.
I may have been on mute. It's fine. It happens sometimes. So the next one is something we've already talked about, but I feel like it needs to be brought up again. But adult coloring books.
Yeah.
As we know, Brittany is a huge, huge fan of the adult coloring books.
This list is my fantasy list. Those are on my real list.
But they're super fun, and if they're kind of fandomy, and they go, they have some for books like Sherlock, which is a book and a TV show, I know, but go with it. And they're just really cool and really fun, and people who like reading tend to usually like other things like that too. So I thought that would be really fun, and there are some gorgeous ones out there. I just got one in the other day that's actually like coloring book pages, but they're on like watercolor paper. So you could actually get watercolor pencils or even regular watercolors, and you can watercolor them and stuff. So I thought those were super cool. So coloring books are all the rage, adult coloring books, I should say. Definitely check some of those out because I think they're super fun. All right, Karen, back to you.
Another Etsy find. This is a really beautiful pendant. It's gold and written in this cool font. It has on it, sometimes I've believed as many as 6 impossible things before breakfast, which is from The Looking Glass and Alice in Wonderland. And it's cool because it's like square and long. And so part of the quote is that on each side. And I just feel like it's really subtle. It's not over the top or anything. And people wouldn't necessarily know that it's like a literary reference until they've looked closely at what's written on it. But it's just, it's very classy and simple and kind of minimalist. And I really like that.
Okay, if you guys look, they also have a Wuthering Heights quote necklace, whatever our souls are made of. And it is so cool because it's a full on, like, it's a cube, but it's a lot like a it's rectangular, but it's in 3D cube form. And every side of it has a part of the quote on it. And I'm kind of in love with it.
And they have these really beautiful bracelets, too, that are like,
yeah,
really well done.
Oh, God, Karen, what have you done to me? Oh, no. They have, like, so many good things. No.
It's too bad they didn't have, like, rings, because I know you love rings. That would probably be your downfall.
That would be the end of me right there. That would be it. Oh, my God. They're gorgeous. But these bracelets are gorgeous. All right. We're going to stop shopping for me now and move along, because, oh, my gosh. All right, Brittany, what have you got? What am I going to want to buy that you have on your list?
Well, listen, as Karen well knows from being on another podcast with me, I love a good pun. And these candles are so funny. And I love candles.
I just read the title of it, sorry.
The names of these candles are so funny. So some examples are A Wrinkle in Lime, Tequila Mockingbird, The Grapefruits of Wrath, 3 Musk E-Tears,
oh my God.
Pride and Peppermint, The Last of the Mojitos, and then, where was the other one that I really liked?
Huckleberry Gin.
Huckleberry Gin, Gone with the Wine.
Oh my God, I need that one.
And
the Butterfly.
Yeah. A Midsunflower Night's Dream.
Oh my God, you guys, these are fantastic.
So,
Slurwax.
Oh, yes, they are, and I am just really into these. I love them.
Oh, my God.
And there's one called Sherlock's Home, which I don't know what Sherlock's home would smell like. Probably a variety of weird rotting things from his fridge and, like,
tobacco.
Yeah. But I'm interested.
50 Shades of Sage. Sorry. I kind of love those. I'm not going to
Yeah,
lie.
So I originally was like, oh, candles, yeah, like Wrinkle and Lime, haha. But then I clicked through and they got better. So I'm all for selling a good pun and a good candle.
Hey, I'm all for it too. I love it. And you know, as you're reading, sometimes it's nice to have a nice little candle going. So it's perfect.
Yeah, people in my office for the past 2 weeks have been burning like these Christmas scented candles. And I am all for the holiday season being here now. I wasn't before, but now I'm ready. It smells like a freaking Christmas tree farm in someone's office. It's great. Every time he exits his office, I'm like, oh, yeah. So nice.
Oh, I love it. So my next one is a t-shirt. And I don't know. I just felt like the day I found it, I was like, this is the perfect t-shirt for me. It says, I read because punching people is frowned upon. I was like, yep, I might need that t-shirt. They also have some that say, comic books make me happy, you not so much. The other one is, wine makes me happy, you not so much, which is fair, I think. And then there's a, books make me happy, you not so much. But I thought the punching one was pretty funny. So again, these are really fun. This is another Etsy shop. And they have some really, really fun, like, tacky Christmas sweaters, too, that they've created and designed in here. And one of them is kind of super hysterical. It says, I'm hoping for a white Christmas. And in the middle is a bottle of Pinot and two wine glasses on each side. And at the bottom it says, but if the white runs out, I'll drink the red.
That's good.
Not necessarily book related, but still funny. So yeah, so a good t-shirt always goes a long way. How can you not love a good t-shirt? So that's my clothing option for this one. Back to you, Miss Karen. What else do you have?
I have bookends, because you can never have enough bookends or bookcases, because I have four and they're full, and so I might need to start getting creative with where I put all of my books. But I also have a thing for zombies, so this was a way for me to incorporate zombies into a book lover's gift guide. They're just metal bookends, but one side has a zombie and another side has this woman running away from the zombie. And I just think it's hilarious. And I actually really want it. It's too bad it's like $63, but they have a lot of other ones. And some of them could sort of be book related. Some of them are like football, but they have like a wizard school and one with like a wiener dog and a shark and coffee. And they're pretty clever.
That's pretty fun. I like that. I don't know what I would do with bookends, but I like them. Okay, Brittany, back to you.
So these are some soaps. I said smokes. I don't know why, because I was reading what it smells like. Yeah, so I think this soap, actually, it's called they're called tea soap books. And it's supposed to look like a book, like with pages and stuff like that. And they come in little book boxes, and then they're wrapped in brown paper tied with a library card. So the wrapping's really cute, but they have a bunch of book themed ones. They have like Jane Eyre and A Midsummer Night's Dream and Wuthering Heights, no puns. And the soap, when you take it off of the box, because when it's on the box, it looks like book pages. But when it's off the box, it looks like a butt. That's okay. but I think that this person nailed what Sherlock Holmes' apartment would smell like, because they have a black tea soap that goes with the Sherlock Holmes one. And it says, the black tea is dark, spicy, and bold blend of roasted tea leaves, tobacco, musk, cedarwood, and a hint of citrus, which I'm into. That's perfect.
That's really, yeah. I'm kind of excited about these soaps, too, because they're so cool.
Yeah, and they're not that
They're not too expensive.
Yeah, they're not too expensive, and I think they'd be, like, good stocking stuffers, or if you have, like, a Secret Santa or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, and there's also some coupon codes, so what do you do? Oh, and then she has, I just realized this shop has a Defense Against the Dark Arts, like, collection, and they have advanced potion making, standard book of spells, so you can get all sorts of things.
Yeah, it just depends on what the person's into. There seems like there's a ton of different... They even have scents for, like, the houses. There's a Hufflepuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's super cool. So much fun. I love it. And they're all different colors. I like it. Mm-hmm. Very cool. Very cool. All right, so my next gift is... Let's face it, we all love books. We all love a lot of books. So we need something to carry our books in. So there's this really cool tote bag, and it's the Magic Book tote bag, and it's super pretty, and it's handmade, and basically it looks like a starry night sky in the background, and I think it's the technique she like uses bleach. She bleaches out black cotton, so it makes it look like it's a like an actual starry night. And then she has a girl who has a book that's open on the front, and out of it looks like there's pouring magic. So it looks super cool. It's just different and fun, and I really like the way she created it. So, something fun to carry all those lovely, heavy books that we have in. What else do you guys have?
Okay, I have a it's just called like a cut book, and it's in the shape of a K, of course, because I picked it for my name. But it's really cute. And normally I'm like kind of against these sort of things where they like cut up books to make it into something. But first of all, this is a really cute thing to have like in your room or your living room just as like decor. But also she uses vintage books rescued from the landfill and handcrafts each one of the books into the letters of the alphabet. So this is a really like cool way to kind of reuse the books and give them a new life, but it's also a really great gift to give to somebody else.
I think I looked at those like 5 times because I thought they were so cool. Like, I did not add them on my list, but I definitely looked at them. They're awesome. And it looks like you can buy like sets of them that make like actual words.
Yeah.
Those are super cool too. I really like them. I want one. Not that I would know what to do with it, but I want one. Leave it to me. All right, Miss Brittany, what else do you have?
So everyone around me's been having children lately. So I found this really cute onesie, and it looks like a library, like a library card, like that you like, you know, they used to stamp to tell you what when your book
Oh.
was due. And it's just really cute, and it makes the baby look like it's due sometime soon, and you know they always are. But you can like probably write in what date they were born if you want to be really crafty.
Those are so
But
cute.
yeah, I was just like, you know, my boss had a baby, and it's like a baby overload in my life. So I was looking for, I actually stumbled across this while I was looking to order them something different, and I was like, ah, oh, I should bookmark that for later use. So if you have some, you know, some kids coming into your life, check these out. They're really cute.
Yep, teach him about the libraries nice and early. All right, I found some really cool stationery. I don't know if you guys saw this. It's super pretty. They basically just make stationery sets out of upcycled book pages. So if anyone actually still likes to like send letters and little things, these are these beautifully crafted stationery sets. And the one I specifically looked at was from Pride and Prejudice, because who doesn't love some Pride and Prejudice? But like the envelopes, the inside when you open them, they're all it's the book page. And at the top, she like did the header with like a piece of the page from the book, and then she created a flower out of the pages and stuff. It is so pretty, you guys. And it's just something I think that's different. Like,
Yeah, and I like
stationery
things that like
vibe.
when you open it and there's something different, like, you know,
Yeah,
sometimes.
exactly. So, and everything is handmade. Again, it's like upcycled old books, which is really cool. Like, if you can take an old book that's falling apart, because I know at the library when things are falling apart, like we discard them, and then people can take them and do whatever with them. So this is an easy way to upcycle a poor old book that doesn't have much life left in it, and you give it a new life. So it's kind of cool. Kind of like it. All right, what else do we have for cool, fun presents?
Bookmarks. I like bookmarks. I like unique bookmarks. I found this. I didn't realize at first that this page that we'll be linking to has a lot of different kinds of bookmarks, but I was sort of taken by the top ones because they are literary bookmarks. And my least favorite one is Moby Dick because I hate that book with a fiery passion, so I would never get that one. But they have a 1984 one, which is one of my all-time favorite books, and it's like this brick wall with this camera poking up at the top of it, like watching you as you read your book. And I just think it's really clever and really different because bookmarks, you know, sometimes mine are just like literally pieces of paper that I stick in a book because I can't find where all my bookmarks went. But these are really unique and they're pretty cool looking.
Those are pretty funky. I like the way they're shaped and stuff.
Yeah,
Yeah,
they're
they're
so
really cool.
unique.
Yeah, they're super cool. I like those a lot. Oh, I also like if you scroll down a little further, they have the book jacket bookmarks. Those are pretty cool too. Lots of fun things. I like. All right, Brittany, what else do you have on your list?
So I love these things so much. They're these shadow box frames that contain like 2 pages from the book that you pick, and they hand cut out like these like paper beautiful things and overlay it over the book. And it's so cool. They have one for all these different novels. So there's one, the Peter Pan one, I think is my favorite. And the Wind in the Willows. But they're just so intricate and like beautiful, and I'm obsessed with them.
Did you see the one with the golden snitch?
I
That
did.
it's stunning.
And the Macbeth
Wow.
one with the cauldron is so cool.
Oh my gosh. Oh, the Jane Eyre one is beautiful as well. The Jane Eyre one, just because the intricacy of the paper cutting.
Yeah, it's really cool. Like I said, though, my favorite one is definitely
I
the Peter
see
Pan
Peter
one
Pan. Yeah,
because it
that is
says the way that they
gorge.
framed it, they have Hook's ship underneath it, and then him in like the little, rowboat, and then the crocodiles coming up to bite him, but then Peter and Wendy and all the kids are flying over it. But just the way the pirate ship is framed, it looks so cool.
I love the
Good
Game of
stuff.
Thrones one with the big dragon. That looks
Oh,
cool.
yeah. I mean, I am not that talented in cutting out paper. I
I
can
think
barely cut a straight line.
I think they probably use a laser cutter. There are certain different kinds of paper cutters you can get, so they probably create the image and then have it like cut out with a paper, like a specific type of paper cutter.
Do you see the Flourish and Blotts one? That is like insane.
Yeah, that is stunning as well. These are gorgeous. I've never seen these before. Oh, they have a Doctor Who TARDIS one. It is so pretty. And a Catching Fire, the Mockingjay and the flames around it.
Yeah, did you see the Burrow? They have one of like that's just from like Ron's home. It's awesome.
Yeah. Oh
And the
my
Whomping
gosh.
Willow. Okay, this is
Okay,
really
we're
awesome.
like, this is bad. We're stuck now. We cannot stop looking. So, listeners, when you get a chance to look at these, you've been warned.
Yeah, set
You may
aside
want to
some
buy them
time.
all.
And they're really not that bad. They're only
Yeah, which
$38.
is not,
And they're
no, not at
framed and
all.
everything because it's a shadow box, so.
Yeah, and shadow boxes are really cool. You can do a lot of fun things with them. So this is like, these are gorgeous. These would be perfect to hang like in a library or a reading nook or something like that. I love it. Love it. All right. So back to my super fun. I'm gonna condense a couple of mine because I think I have more than you guys because I get a little overzealous
Yeah, I
when
mean, I
looking
only
at
have one more,
things.
and you two both have a couple, so I can just comment.
Like I am well, here's the thing. This thing came up on BuzzFeed the other day. I don't know if you guys saw it. It was about 44 cozy book nooks. And I was like, wait a minute. We always talk about the things that you can buy somebody. But what about what you could make somebody? You could make them the ultimate book nook in their house. Like, how cool would that be? How excited would you guys be to come home and find out someone made you like this really cool, decked out, like reading space in your house?
I would quit all my jobs.
Yeah. Like,
Same.
seriously, it would be amazing, right? So, like, they have, and we have the link, but like, they have these ridiculously cool book nooks that people have made, and I'm just like, I want one. Who's gonna make me one? So that got me thinking, well, what else can we like have? So I think that you should make someone a book nook. If you have a book lover in your family, you can help create and design them a little book nook, and it can be anywhere. Like some of these are like literally under the stairs, like Harry Potter without the door, but like, and it's just a bunch of pillows and cool stuff. So some of the stuff like we've talked about, like the things that Brittany just talked about, the shadow boxes or the letters that Karen talked about, would be awesome in a book nook, right? So I don't know. And then I was thinking the other thing that's really important to have is a really good like reading lamp, because sometimes you just don't have them. And I found these really, really cool ones that are made out of like books and stuff. They're called ceiling shades, and they're literally these shades made out of lampshades made out of book parts, and they're so cool. And they make other ones too, but I just thought that these were super cool. It would be like really fun to have in like a reading space because, yeah, something different that's, fun and entertaining and still relates to books as we like it. So let's go back to Miss Karen. What else do you have, Karen?
Well, first, confession time. Where I just recently moved, we have an attic now, and it's like a low-ceilinged attic. And we were seriously considering, my landlord, who's also my boss, turning it into like a little mini library up there and have like a place to lay down and read books. And it would have been really awesome. But it's harder than it sounds because, one, I'm in North Carolina, so it would get very hot up there and I'd be worried about the books. But just turning this space, which is not completely finished, into something like that would take quite a bit of money, but I had high hopes for like a month that I would actually get one of those.
You can do it. I know you can. Because you could, like, think about it. You could get some nice easy throw pillows, even if they were like from Target or something. You could like hang some different sheets and stuff up on the wall to give it a nice airy feeling. I still think you can make it happen, Karen.
Yeah.
I'll come down and visit and plan it out for you. It'll be fine.
Okay. It's just a little scary up there right now. I'm pretty sure there's like a wasp's nest that we'd have to take care of first. All right. Yes. My second to last item is this awesome shirt, this tank top from Look Human, which is one of my favorite websites ever because they have the best shirts. And on it, it says, my favorite workout is heavy reading because, one, I hate working out. And two, I'm obsessed with these like workout t-shirts that are like, I hate working out, and yet here I am in my workout t-shirt. I don't know why, I just find it hilarious.
You can also get it in a crew neck sweatshirt. I love a good crew neck.
As you do. It's all good. It's all good. That's so much fun. All right. So I do like I like that one a lot, actually, Karen. Like, I could use some new t-shirts, right? Couldn't everybody? All right, Miss Brittany, you have one more, don't you, or two more? What do you
have? I have one more. I have one more because they're kind of the same thing. Yeah. So my biggest joy in life comes from asking people if they've read the book when they talk about a movie, and so I was thinking that you could get. So this isn't like listed anywhere, but it's just an idea to throw out there. To get all the books that are currently being adapted for the following year together and give them to someone or get them for yourself if you haven't read them. So, like, there are television shows that are all being adapted. There's The Magicians, The Shadowhunters, His Dark Materials. Like, all of those shows are coming to television in 2016 or are going to be start to be worked on in 2016. And alternatively, you could do movies, same thing. Like, you could do movies that are already out or, you know, whatever. But the adaptation game is strong, so you're really not as best to find books that are being made into something. So if you have a fan of, you know, movie adaptations, like maybe my nieces and nephews who love Maze Runner, I might just get them the books for Christmas.
That's a good call. I like it.
Or like The Lost Years of Merlin, since that's being turned into a movie and everything.
There's no shortage of things that pick up to get. But I also thought maybe if, you know, you wanted to be that person and not just give them books, I'm always that person, I just give books, get them, like, especially if you're doing the movie things, like you can include it with like a gift card to the movies to be like, read the book and then you can go see the movie when it comes out, you know, something cute.
I like it. Yeah. Also, there's a bunch of stuff going on TV, too, as you noted. Shadowhunters, as well as, I just read today, Famous in Love, which I've talked about a couple of times, just is going into production at ABC Family as well, and it's going to star Bella Thorne.
Oh.
So that'll be interesting, because there are two lead males in that one as well that they haven't talked about who they cast yet. But it's a really fun series, so that would be something fun to get, you know, a teenage girl who's into that kind of thing. It would totally be up their alley. So, anyway, I have one left now, and it goes along with the idea of creating a reading space. Oh, actually, I lie. I have two left. So, along with the reading space idea, everybody needs, like, a really good reading chair or place to sit when you read. Let's face it. You want to be comfortable. You want to have that one space that you can go to and have a place to, like, put your tea and, like, drink and, like, have that good stuff. So, I also thought about getting like a really nice reading chair or something for someone. That was one of the things that that I thought of, because, you know, it's something I would love to have. I don't know about you guys. Do you guys like to have a specific place to like sit and read that's really snuggly and comfy?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So if you can't do the book nook, you might be able to get the reading like chair in there as a downgrade. So Karen, do you have one more, or is that your last one?
I do have one more. And this is sort of a shameless plug, because I recently used this for Geek Gifts, which is a weekly feature that I do with one of the other staffers, Danya, and we always pick fandom related items, and this one just happened to also be book related, so I was like, oh, you know, I can plug the feature and talk about it anyway. But also, I'm completely obsessed with this, and I'm going to throw this out there at the beginning. There are Stars Hollow ones, so like,
serious,
wait, what?
Click on it and then look at the other ones. There are Stars Hollow prints.
Well, I didn't click on it because it was just PETA and I don't like PETA.
Get it out of the way so you can not be distracted while I talk about how amazing this
there's
is.
There's two Stars Hollow ones.
There's three or four. Oh, what? Of them.
I see two.
There's the red and blue regular ones.
The Christmas one, or the holiday one, the winter
and then
one, I see
that
it.
In Omnia Paratus.
Oh,
one.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Uh-oh. I wish Brittany was my secret Santa person. I'd know exactly what to get her. They're so pretty.
Okay, so now that that's over with... I knew I had to get that out of the way first, just in case.
And I, like, you set up the perfect decoy, because I refused to click on it because it was PETA.
Well, for those of you that do like PETA, this is a really beautiful Hunger Games poster. It's this vintage, sort of like super artistic, kind of minimalist poster, and it just says Malark Artisan Breads, Pastries and Cakes, Grand Reopening, and it gives you the address in District 12, and it shows him holding like these big chunks of bread. And what I really like about this is how much detail the artist put into making this, because how she talks about it, she says that she always imagined that Katniss would encourage PETA to reopen the bakery again in honor of his family. And so it's supposed to be subtle, but she included the burnt raisin nut bread as referenced in the book, but not in the movie, and bright yellow lettering to signify the dandelion that Katniss refers to as a symbol of hope, rebirth, and, quote, the promise that life can go on no matter how bad the loss is. And I was like, wow, it is really subtle, because if you didn't know Hunger Games at all, you would just think it's this like artsy kind of poster on your kitchen wall. But if you knew, then you would get all the references, and it's just, it's really beautiful and super not expensive. It's only $16.50 for that poster, which is not bad.
I was just looking. They also have one that is from The Notebook, the Seabrook, South Carolina one.
Yeah, and Downton.
Yeah, and Downton Abbey. These are stunning. I love them. Oh,
they're
beautiful.
I've already added the Stars Hollow ones to my Elster. Well, I'm trying to make an Elster. I can't remember my.
You're like, I'm trying to make this happen.
Type a little secret Santa. Get ready. They're being added today.
I love it. Love it. All right. I have. Do I have one last item? Oh, yes. So there's this really cool, this is something that's completely different, kind of book related, but it's super, super cool. Basically, it's called Mystery Gifts. It's a mystery package. So you receive like this mystery package at your house, and then you have to proceed to like unravel the mystery. It comes with these different things in it, and you have to proceed to like unravel the mystery to get to the end game, which is like this, which is like your present in the end. So it's this company that puts on like these mysteries for you to solve, and people can send these mystery packages to people. So I know I didn't explain it very well, but there is a link to the website, and it's, like, super, super cool.
That sounds amazing.
Yeah, I watched, like, the videos and stuff on it, and I was like, oh my goodness, this is so cool. So, Yeah, I don't know. It's just something fun. It's something different to do. And so they craft this entire story for the person that receives the mystery package. And then they have to, like, go through and solve the mystery of the package and everything else. And you get, like, this big wooden crate that has, like in old movies, you know how I saw the wooden crates where they had to, like, pry them apart because they were nailed shut and stuff? And, like, that's the end package comes in that and stuff. So it's super cool. It's really detailed. It's really well thought out. It just looks like a lot of fun. So for that one person that you have to get a present for that you have no idea what to get them, but they have like a cool adventurous kind of sense of humor and stuff, I think this would absolutely be a really fun gift to try out.
Okay, but this is kind of terrifying because I just went to the application page and down at the bottom, it says, first question, how well can you keep a secret? Second question, what is your blood type? What? And I'm like, why do they want to know my blood type?
I don't know.
I also don't know my blood type.
Me neither.
That's really weird.
That's just going to lead to a, Mom, you know my blood type? She's going to be like, no, I don't.
So anyway, I don't know. I think it's kind of cool. Either, I didn't look at the application, so I'm glad you did because that is a little bit weird. But they are rated and inspected by the Better Business Bureau and a bunch of other people. So as far as I can tell, it's super safe.
They're not going to like harvest your organs or anything. Hopefully.
No, not at all. I think we're good. But yeah, anyway. All right. So do any of you guys have anything else you can think of that would make really cool holiday presents?
When in doubt, get a gift card. To Barnes and Noble.
To Barnes and Noble, yeah. Or Amazon.
Or your local indie bookstore. If you guys are lucky enough to have an indie bookstore near you.
I wish.
I know, me too. You should definitely support your local indie bookstores because they are fantastic. They are usually run by like incredibly knowledgeable people that know everything and anything there is to know about books because that's what they do for their entire job. I wish that were my entire job. It would be amazing.
And I don't think that gift cards get enough credit because a lot of people are like, oh, it's so impersonal, but like, no, like, give me money so I can go buy my own books because that's what I want.
See, because here's the thing with books. Books are like such a personal choice, especially as adults. Mm-hmm. When you're like a younger kid or like just beginning to read, that's a little bit different. Like it's easier to kind of have people buy you books that are, you know, have cool pictures or have themes that you like in them. But once you hit like teenage and adulthood, it's much harder to be like, oh, you're gonna love this book, or have someone choose a book for you because they might not know everything you read. So if you're gonna buy someone a book, make sure you know them really well or have an idea of what it is that they really like and kind of go from there, because it's always tricky picking out books for other people, I think, unless you know them really well.
Except around graduations, I had a great time giving out books at graduation this year because I loved was it Girl Boss or Boss Girl, something like that? And I gave it to everyone who graduated that I knew.
All right, that works. I like it.
Oh, it's so good.
All right, so we hope everyone has, if you're in the United States, you guys are celebrating Thanksgiving very soon, like tomorrow. Maybe by the time you hear this, it'll be after Thanksgiving. Who knows? So we hope you guys have a happy Thanksgiving and a great holiday season. We'll be back next week with our review episode of The Year We Fell Down. So until then, I'm Jen.
I'm Brittany.
And I'm Karen.